And Inez, you're watching Oracle, that stock rocketing today.
Yeah, that's right. Up 15%, Karina, seeing new highs today after the company reported its quarterly results yesterday after the close. Its top line growth grew 6%, sending the stock higher. As you can see, revenue for its latest quarter came in at $10.36 billion. Adjusted earnings per share, $1.21. And its infrastructure and application cloud business grew 22%. Now, what's most interesting was really co-founder Larry Ellison on the conference call saying that he received a call from a large telecom client who told him that Oracle's web hosting service never, ever goes down. Of course, that was a dig at Amazon because Amazon's AWS had an outage earlier this week for hours. Ellison said that this client, by the way, uses Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Oracle. Year to date, the stock is up 58%. Karina, Alexis?
We also want to touch on Chewy. I know that Wall Street now weighing in on their mixed earnings report. I know they lowered their guidance for 2022, and that's not sitting well with lots of analysts.
No, that's right. And analysts have been slashing Chewy's price target because of that. In fact, take a look at the stock right now. It's down about 9%. As you said, Alexis, the company's loss per share coming in at 8 cents. That's wider than what the street had been expecting. Its bottom line was impacted by supply chain issues, labor costs, and also higher inflation. Now, the company's revenue did come in line with expectations, but it did lower its 2022 guidance. Wedbush Securities actually going into this print had decreased their price target on the stock, citing a risk of a slowdown in customer growth. If you take a look year to date, the stock is down about 43%. Today, it's touching a new 52-week lows. And just to give you an idea of how many analysts have really downgraded or slashed their price target on this stock, among all 24 analysts that cover this stock, the average price target was $89.83 before this quarterly results, and now it's $79.43. There's 15 buy recommendations, 8 holds, and 1 sell on Chewy. Alexis?
And Inez, Lululemon also facing some pressure today.
Yeah, that's right. The stock is down 1.5%, and this is because of Mirror, the unit that's a connected fitness device that they acquired back in 2020 last year. Now, the company reported its quarterly results yesterday after the close, beating on earnings and revenue, but it was Mirror that it's the company citing Mirror as part of the reason why the company had to lower its outlook. So prior to this report, the company saying that Mirror sales would come anywhere between $250 to $275 million. Now it's lowering that to $125 to $130 million. And during the conference call, management said, look, connected fitness during 2021 has had challenges. Of course, we know that because people have been going back to the gym. They haven't been perhaps using their devices at home as much. We know that Peloton stock has suffered because of this. The company, though, management did say that Mirror represents less than 3% of its revenue this year. So putting it into context, Morgan Stanley putting out a note saying, look, Mirror isn't really the key to this whole Lululemon story. Jefferies, in fact, increased its price target, saying that their concern was supply chain pressures. But certainly management saying that they are lowering their revenue outlook, because of Mirror and the underperformance there.
Okay, Inez Ferre, thank you so much.